Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, tērā waiata nā whiri tūaka, ko tērā umati tērā, hoionora e te whānau, kua tai te wā ki te kōrero ki tētahi atu kai kōrero mō te ahiahi nei, e pāna ki tēnei tahua pūtea i whiwhia e te hiku media, ko te kauma 3 miriona tāra mō tētahi kaupapa matihiko, ko te kai kōrero mō te ahiahi nei, kioni a Mahelona, nō reira me tāuri ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā ki te hakatau i aia, nō reira tēnā koe kioni. Well, nei rā te mea tu kia koe i whai wā ki te kōrero ki a hau i te ahiahi nei e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa kōrero. Kua kōrero ke mātou ki a Peter Lucas e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. Engari e hihi anau ki te kōrero ki a koe tētahi atu whakaro mō te kaupapa nei. So, before we get into it, just for those who may have been listening to us for the first time today, can you just give a little kōrero about who you are and where you're from and what you do?
Oh, yeah. Aloha kākou o Kioni Kui Noa no Hawaii Ahau. I'm the CTO here at Teiku Media. What that means is I handle a lot of the tech stuff here and make sure that the radio works.
Yeah, and keeps our computers going and
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So in regards to this new project that Papareo, that Tuku Media has been given an opportunity to lead or contribute significantly towards. Can you give us a little bit of a kōrero about how Tuku Media became a part of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes back to, I think it was in 2013 where we had a hui with the kui and kaumātua of Muri Whenua, of the five iwi up here, and they put a tono out there, a challenge to Peter Lucas, I think, but also to support him in getting involved with sort of digital technologies and innovation, and saying that, you know, putting our kōrero online and digitally is what we need to do to make sure that our reo has a place in the future. And
absolutely.
And so that was a key in starting things like, the Whare Kōrero, our website, which is our digital platform. A lot of work went into building that the right way. You know, this is 2013, 2014. And when I say building it the right way, what I mean is that we are looking after taonga. You know, when our people ring up and talk to you, Joel, on the station, the kōrero that they share with us is a taonga. They might be talking about mātauranga Māori. They might be talking about, medicine or the environment or some sort of intellectual property.
Whakapapa, yeah, whakapapa. Genealogy and
absolutely.
All this stuff.
Hey. All of that. And all of that is data. And it's Māori data. And it's a taonga. And so it's important that we look after that properly. So when we built our whare kōrero, we had to ensure that we had the kaitiakitanga over that taonga. And what that means is we can't put taonga in places like YouTube or Facebook, because we cede our sovereignty over our data once we put it in those platforms. And that was something we knew was against our tikanga, which is why we went about in building our whare kōrero the way that it did. And so that there is really what was the catalyst of all this. Excuse me. And from there it was like, you know, well, wow, look at all this cool digital technologies and tools. What else can we do, you know, to support our mission here at Te Hiku Media? And that's when we got into, then we started to do live streaming. And then we saw this new thing called, natural language processing and speech recognition. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have these phones and you can talk to them and they talk back to you. And for Apple, it's Siri. For Androids, it's OK Google. There's Bixby, I think, for Samsung.
Yes.
Alexa for Amazon. Cortana for Microsoft. But where's the Māori one?
Yes, well, where is it?
Right. There is currently no Māori one. And if we want a future, not just for te reo Māori, but for all of the indigenous languages and minority languages in the world, they're going to need they're going to need their own, you know, personal assistants. They're going to need a space in the digital world. And so we started down this path with Kōrero Māori, which I think some of our fans out there are very much aware of. That was about building a corpus of spoken te reo Māori to help us to do speech recognition and speech synthesis. So we have some tools online where you can upload a recording that's in te reo Māori and it'll automatically transcribe it. It's about 90% accurate, so 10% of the time it gets the word wrong, but we're working on improving that. And we've learned that we have a long way to go. And, you know, you look at us, we're the small nonprofit, about a handful of us who work here, right? And we're based in the far north of Kaitaia. And you look at who's innovating in this space and in this industry. It's the likes of Facebook and Google and Apple and Microsoft. You know, they're likely investing hundreds of millions, if not billions, in language processing and speech recognition and speech synthesis. They have access to so much data, like more data that exists in this country, right? Because Facebook has a billion users, yes. Right? And these are all global corporates, most of them actually all American global corporates, which is interesting. And so, I mean, how can a small little organization like us in the far north with a little bit of pūtea, you know, build these sorts of technologies? And so this papareo, this funding from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment is really important, because it's really gonna, it's really gonna enable the future of te reo Māori in the digital world.
Yeah. So, in regards to this project, what is your particular role in this? Are you going to be leading that and then establishing a team, or you feel comfortable that you'll just continue as you have been within Te Huku Media and be able to? I suppose, as an individual, succeed in developing further developing those required digital spaces?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a lot of planning that's going to have to happen and thinking about this. Certainly, I'll be one of the key project managers for this fund. So we're doing it in partnership with Dragonfly Data Science. They're based in Wellington. And in terms of how we see governance, you know, there will be a board, you know, who looks over this. I mean, this is a lot of money, right? And but it's spread across 7 years. And actually, when you work out the math, it's actually really not that much money.
No, then that's what I was thinking.
You know, like everyone's saying 13 million, but you do the maths and you're saying, you know, and it's a little less than 2 million a year.
Yeah.
And the sort of work that we're doing, I mean, you know, engineers and scientists who work in this space, they're easily on six-figure salaries, and they are poached by the big companies, right? So, and there's no way we can compete in getting the best in machine learning and speech recognition or whatever. You know, there's no way we can compete against big corporate America, but we can compete, and we can attract those people who are COPPA-driven, and I think that's really important here, because I think one thing we all share here at Take Media A is we're COPPA-driven,
absolutely,
and that's important in these projects, because when you know, when things get tough, you know, you need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And if it's kaupapa that's driving you, then you're going to do what you need to do to get there. If you don't care about the kaupapa, then you'll jump out of the waka and go somewhere else. And that's, you know, and this is, I mean, like, we, you know, this is 6 years of hard work. I mean, it's from the beginning of when we first started broadcasting as Te Hiku Media, right? Like, this is years of hard work in the haukainga, by the haukainga and for the haukainga. And now finally the government's realized that the work that we do actually has implications for all of Aotearoa, you know, other iwi and non-Māori as well. Because we're not just doing te reo Māori speech recognition, we're also looking at New Zealand English. And that kind of sounds silly, but I think, because I grew up in America, we were colonized by the Americans, so I have this American accent, right? So Siri works great for me, but what most Kiwis say, Siri doesn't understand them, right? And that's because Siri doesn't really understand New Zealand English.
Yes.
So part of the work we're doing it's not just te reo Māori, it's also New Zealand English and the nuance of New Zealand English. But it's also understanding the bilingual, you know, like there's always going to be Māori in English, and there will be more Māori in English, eh?
And when absolutely. We look at the word Kiwi, you know, people go around, hey, you're a Kiwi. and not realizing, you know, that's a Māori word, you know?
That's right.
So in regards to moving forward with this kaupapa, what do you specifically see as the major benefit coming out of this? And then following that, finally, what kind of people would you like to get on board? You know, you've said kaupapa driven, but what else specifically? So first start off, what is the major benefit from this kaupapa?
Well, the major benefit is that it'll enable the next generation of digital tools for the languages that are spoken in Aotearoa, whether it's Te Reo Māori, whether it's New Zealand English, or some of those other Polynesian languages. I think Samoan is the third most spoken language in this country, right? And so building those tools will actually create, you know, it'll create a lot of other opportunities in terms of, you know, Māori, innovative Māori wanting to develop learning applications or games can now all of a sudden use Te Reo Māori in their games. You can speak Māori, you know, to some digital avatar and it'll speak back to you. So that we think the content creators and the game developers, you know, are probably the early adopters of this sort of technology that we're working on. But also it's about creating sort of high-skilled, high-value jobs as well and building capacity in doing this sort of technical work, which they're calling data science, which can mean a lot of things. You know, like engineers and people who are experts in machine learning. When you look at engineering and science, that is predominantly dominated by European males. And so the other thing, what's great about Te Hiku is that actually, like, you look at our demographics, I mean, you know, like, we have a good mix of men and women, and we're all, you know, we're all mixed race as well.
Yeah.
And so this is going to, I think this will create a safe space for Māori to develop in the area of data science and machine learning. And that is one of the ultimate goals, is to get more Māori into STEM, you know, into these high-skilled jobs, and to do it on something that they can be passionate about, which is their culture, and Te Reo was great, right?
Absolutely. And again, you know, you touched on not only just good skilled jobs, but maybe eventually having a good pay for these good skilled jobs,
absolutely,
you know.
And absolutely.
So, and that's be one of the other major goals. Thank you again, Kia Ora, for joining us this afternoon and giving another perspective on Papa Reo and this whole project of developing these technologies that are going to help our language to survive in the future. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners out there in regards to this kaupapa, maybe even a karanga out to those who are the technical minds who may be interested in coming in while it's still kaupapa driven?
you will look, I mean, part of this is, hey, we'll have some summer internships available, in, you know, technical ones. We're also going to be looking for PhD students and postdocs. All I can say is I would encourage, I mean, this is a 7-year project, so you might just be thinking about going to uni now, you know, think about getting a degree in data science or engineering, you know, or maths, and think about how you might use that to then build a career in Te Reo Māori. And get in touch.
In 3 or 4 years' time, come back. And you'll be coming in here to help complete the project.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you again for joining us this afternoon. And, you know, all the best. Congratulations to Te Hiku Media, you know, for, you know, not only gaining this funding, but also, you know, really taking the stance with the Komatsua, wanting us to move forward in a direction for the future of our Te Reo Māori, taking that on board and taking it to these steps that we have achieved so far. So all the best for the rest of the afternoon. Kia ora. Ai, ko te reo tērā o Kioni Mahelona, koia te tino tohunga o te rorohiko, te ao matihiko mō Te Hiku Media. Nō reira, neira, te mea tu kiaia mō ngā mahi ia rā, ia wiki, ia marama o te tau. Nō reira e te whānau, he tino mihi atu kiaia mō wēnei o ngā mahi tohunga e pāna ki te ao matihiko. Hoia nōra e te whānau mō tēnei wā, me tā huri ake tātou ki tēnei waiata na Dave Henare. Tōku Wairua, hakarongo tonu mai iwa te kaumāwhetu iratahi te iarere.